week, we're joined by General Manager Dave Caldwell. We're going to take a look at some film.
That's great. Glad to be here.
Do you ever get tired of watching film?
Never. Never.
Never?
Nope.
How many cups of coffee, per day on film?
A couple an hour.
I know you've been cutting back on that.
I have, yes.
All right. On Monday's show, we looked at the offense. Now I want to look at the defense, because one guy in particular really stood out early in that ball game, and it was defensive tackle Cindric Marks.
Yeah, Cindric, the one thing we identified in the offseason is a guy that really fit our defense in terms of him being able to get upfield, rush the passer, and what you see here is excellent hand use and ability to finish, and that's what we're looking for out of our interior defensive linemen.
A new player, but also kind of part of this process with you and Gus is finding the right place for certain guys, and Tyson Alualu has made that switch to defensive end. What do you think about the move for him?
As you'll see here, he's adapted very nicely, playing the run and giving us a stout presence there as the left defensive end is really going to help us against the run.
And looking in the secondary, your third-round draft pick, Dwayne Gratz. And it's Gratz, folks. It's not Gratz. It's Gratz. There he is at the top of your screen. Real nice job of awareness of reading the body language of the wide receiver.
Absolutely. Coach Braley always preaches stay on top with our defensive backs. And he does a really nice job here, but really feels and is instinctive in terms of getting back. And as soon as he feels it, he turns his head around and looks for the ball and did a really nice job. Next time, we'd like him to score.
Yeah, absolutely. You always want him to score. Now, this play in particular, a lot of people would say, well, why did you put this play in here? Well, I'm going to pause it once we get to the point where I want you to see exactly what happens. Because am I being too much like a scout here? Because I'm watching how Josh Evans, another one of your draft picks, attacks the ball, and then he comes to balance and then has the acceleration to close and make a hit.
Very nice job. One of the hardest things to do for defensive backs is to come up and open field tackle, and Coach Braley and his staff have done a really nice job of teaching this, and he does it as well as we coach it there, and just coming to balance, breaking down, and making the runner commit to one way and then making an open field tackle and keeping them in bounds.
And these are the kind of things that you look for as a general manager, because you're looking beyond the X's and O's, aren't you? You're looking at the way a person moves and everything, aren't
you?
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the biggest thing. We look for athleticism. We put a premium on speed and athleticism. And we feel like Coach Braley and his staff are great teachers, and they will get them to do what they want them to do.
Speaking of speed and athleticism, an undrafted player that you have, Leroy Reynolds, happens to be from the University of Virginia. That's not why I like him, but he's really showing something in training camp.
Absolutely. Coach Braley and I were just discussing him on my way here, as a matter of fact, and trying to find a way to get him on the field a little bit more to see what he can do. And he's really impressed us. Our personnel staff did a great job, as well as Coach Duffner, in identifying him after the draft. And we went after him hard, and it's paid off so far, and hopefully he just continues to get better.